What's good, everybody? It's the Clowning with Cap Show. We got the 2024 NBA playoffs. It's here. Shout out to the GOAT, LeBron James. The Lakers are in, and they're playing the defending champions in Denver Nuggets. It's going to be tough. I mean, we look at the Lakers versus Denver. It's a bad matchup. The Lakers are 0-8. The Denver Nuggets have won 8 straight games against the Lakers. It's been terrible. The last year and a half, Denver's literally owned the Lakers. This is the time where Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James takes over. And I think it's a supporting cast for LeBron. That's the difference this year. You know, you guys got like Austin Reeves. You got Russell, who needs to really break out. Those type of guys are the X factors of how far the Lakers are going to go this season. Are they going to get bounced in the first round? Are they going to run it all the way and get LeBron's 5th championship overall? I would love to see it. It would shut up all the haters. They'd have nothing else to say. What more are they going to say about LeBron? Are they going to make something up? Are they going to say, oh, no, it was the bubble year, doesn't count? Or back in 2016 when they came to back down 3-1. What are they going to say? What's the excuse going to be? Oh, LeBron's a flopper. He's a baby. They make up so many different narratives about LeBron James, but they never want to say LeBron has the most points all time, and LeBron is not a ball hog. He's a pass-first type of player. That's who LeBron James is. That's what's crazy about it. But I truly believe that the Los Angeles Lakers this year can run it all the way. I'm not worried about Anthony Davis. I'm not worried about LeBron James. They're going to do their thing. They understand what's at stake. They understand that Denver's owned them. You know, literally, they've got owned by Denver. You know, Denver, obviously, Denver's the champions, the defending champions. They don't have the same team as they did last year. They obviously still got the two dogs that everybody seems to talk about that they want to really bash, you know, the Denver Nuggets, which I'm really concerned about why people hate on the Denver Nuggets and hate on Jokic. You know, Jokic does his thing, and Murray does his thing, and Jamal Murray, you know, balling all the time. But I just think if they stop those two guys, you know, the Lakers supporting cast is better than the Denver Nuggets supporting cast. That's why I'm going to Los Angeles Lakers here. I'm going LeBron James. I'm betting on the cream of the crop here. LeBron is 39, still balling. 21 years in the NBA, still balling, still putting up crazy numbers. They just won the play-in game. I'm going all in on the Lakers. Even though the past couple years I've been wrong, last year definitely I was 100% wrong on the Lakers. They got swept by the Nuggets. They 100% just got ran out of the gym. The Nuggets talked that crap. And then this offseason, Anthony Davis comes out and says, hey, we understood all the chirping. We want to go at Denver. We want to play Denver, and this is the greatest opportunity right now. The best of 5, you don't really want to play Denver. The best of 7, I think right now it's the time to get him here. You know, get Jokic. Get him off his game. I think AD, you pressure him. Get him in foul trouble. Make Jokic play defense. That's what you have to do. He's going to obviously score. He's going to do his own thing, but make him play defense. Get him tired. You know, come fourth quarter, he's going to be worn out. He's going to miss some free throws late game. That's what you want to do for the Los Angeles Lakers. So I think the supporting cast, like Russell, is the X factor. Russell and Austin Reeves are the X factor for the Lakers. Are they going to hit their open shots? Gabe Vincent, is he going to make good decisions late game with the jumpers like he did against the Pelicans a couple nights ago? So I think the Lakers right now, I'm going all in on them. Obviously, I'm going in on LeBron. I think this is his window here. And LeBron understands that this is a small window. You know, he understands that this is the it for me. You know, I only have a couple years left in the NBA. LeBron's been in it 21 years. Still going crazy. The most points all time. Most NBA Finals triple-doubles all time. The list goes on and on. I could talk for years about how great LeBron James is, but people who don't understand the game of basketball will say other stuff. They'll say, oh, he's a flopper. He's not good. He doesn't have good defense. Just crazy talk. They just don't understand the game of basketball. LeBron does it on both sides of the court. Offense and defensively. Whereas we have superstars today like Luka Doncic. Shout out to Luka. You know, putting up 33 points a game, getting, you know, 9, almost 10 assists a game. But the thing is with Luka, does he play defense? No, he doesn't play defense. He's kind of like a James Harden. Great scorer, but no defense. No defense whatsoever. You guys can't convince me that Luka plays great defense. He doesn't. He just doesn't. He's a mismatch. Who's Luka going to guard and lock down? Like, tell me, the last defender that Luka's locked down. like nobody. Like, Luka cannot lock anybody. He doesn't play any defense. So, you know, that's everybody's superstar right now. Everybody's go, Luka. And I'm just saying, wow, I mean, no defense. That's your guys' go. And that's how the wave is in this generation, where we want to see all the scoring. We want to see all the highlights. But they don't want to do the dirty work. They don't want to see the players taking charges, the players diving on the court, you know, making the extra mile plays. That's what you want to see as a basketball coach. You don't see that from Luka. Luka's not doing those type of plays on defense. Come on. Let's be serious here. So I'm going, you know, all in on the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron. This is their year. You know, his window is closing right now. He understands it. This is it. Number five. He could tie Kobe. He could tie Tim Duncan with five NBA championships. What else are they going to say? I love it, man. I'm going Lakers. I think they're going to beat Denver. You know, they're 0-8 in Denver. 0-8 right now. Like, this is the time right now for LeBron and Los Angeles Lakers to turn it around. You're going to have to meet Denver sooner or later. Why not right from the jump? But let's knock the defending champions off. We're going to become the champions. So if the Lakers happen to beat Denver, they're going to run right through the West. You know, OKC's the number one seed, which is crazy, right? OKC, the number one seed? I understand they have Mr. Alexander, who's averaging over 30 points a game, but dang, dude, how did OKC get that? I don't even know. I didn't really watch a lot of regular season games in the NBA up until, you know, the past couple weeks, because really they only play hard in the playoffs. That's what they do. You know, but I'm looking at the Lakers. I'm going all in on the Lakers. You know, I want to talk about the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry for a minute. Look at Steph Curry. What a player. He's changed the whole dynamic of the NBA, changed the whole dynamic of basketball in general. Came into the league in 2009. Steph Curry's been balling out. But the sad part about the Golden State Warriors is their dynasty's over. Klay Thompson, 0 points last night. It's over. It's over with. I think Klay Thompson gets traded. I think Draymond Green gets traded. It's over with. And I could see Steph maybe even teaming up with LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers this offseason. You just never know. That might be a long shot. But as far as the dynasty for the Golden State Warriors, it's over with. It's done. It's a sad reality. Draymond Green's done. That's it, dude. Like, it's a sad story, really. I mean, ever since they got those players coming in. And we have to understand, when Golden State drafted Klay Thompson, beforehand, it was the Sacramento Kings. And who'd they get before Klay Thompson? Shout out to Jimmer for that, man. What a baller he is. Just didn't pan out in the NBA. Really just in the wrong system, I think, at the wrong time. But Jimmer Fredette, then it went Klay Thompson. Imagine that, dude. That is crazy. If we look back at it, I mean, way better career Klay Thompson had than Jimmer Fredette. But Jimmer, you know, was a baller in college coming out. He had all that hype. But at the end of the day, Klay Thompson, he's a future ballot Hall of Famer in my book. Absolutely, dude. Dropped like 38 points in one quarter in the third quarter. I think that was against Oklahoma City Thunder with Durant and Westbrook. This was back in 2015 time, around that time. I just, looking at the Warriors, what a dynamic crew they were. They had so many great players, Iguodala. You know, the list goes on and on, but the dynasty, it's over with. Golden State Warriors are going to be a trash team, you know, after Klay Thompson leaves, Draymond's out, and then what, you just got Steph Curry there, that's it. Like, you need other pieces around him, but it's over with. Steve Kerr, the Warriors, it's a sad reality, but bye-bye. The dynasty's over, just like the New England Patriots in football. When the GOAT Tom Brady left, their dynasty was long gone. Robert Kraft knew that. He said, man, it's over with. Our dynasty's gone. That's it for the Warriors, man. What a run it was. Steph Curry, I would love to see him go to L.A. I really would. I'd love to see him go and team up with LeBron James. It would not be fair. It really wouldn't. It would be so unfair. It's ridiculous, dude. Imagine Steph Curry and LeBron on the same team, dude. That'll be nuts. That'll be crazy, man. I hope it really does happen. But Golden State Warriors, what a run it was. Amen. And then we got the New York Knicks. They're just waiting on a play-in game for that winner. But right now, Jalen Brunson, what a baller he's been. You know, Brunson, I think he really should win MVP this year. A lot of people are like, oh, whoa, 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 why? Dude, he's putting up crazy numbers. Literally, in New York, he's just balling out every single game, every single night. Jalen Brunson, he's my MVP this year. He's going crazy. He's going crazy. The disrespect that I'm getting from Brunson is just insane, dude. He just improved so much in the past year and a half. It's ridiculous. Like, when he first came in the league, you're like, who's Jalen Brunson? Nobody knew who this cat was. Like, let's be honest. Coming from Villanova, a good coach program, But at the same time, it's like they don't really develop superstars in the NBA. Jalen Brunson, a future superstar, he's my MVP candidate. I think New York's going to run deep in the East. That's my prediction. And then we got my Indiana Pacers versus the Bucks. The Bucks right now with Giannis, it looks like they're hurt right now. It looks like they might be done. I think, you know, if Giannis is not 100% healthy, dude, that's it, man. Like, it's over with, because what else are they going to do? Yes, they have Damian Lillard. They have those type of guys. But at the end of the day, we still have Tyrese Halliburton. We have a good role team for the Pacers. So I think for that, if they want to run deep, it's just like, man, I don't see the Bucks really doing it. You got to have Giannis, man. You just have to. You have to have Giannis. You know, Giannis is that game-changing player. I think he's one of the best big men, him and Jokic. But besides them two, it's like those are the top-tier guys here. They really are. Besides the 76ers, I get it. Joel Embiid, he's a beast. But at the end of the day, right now, I'm going with my Indiana Pacers. I think the Pacers run right through him, especially with Giannis out with the questionable calf injury. Even though Giannis went crazy this year, he really did. 30 points a game, about 12 rebounds a game. Then you had the Pacers' Tyrese. He averaged about 20 points a game, which he needs to really some inconsistent weeks, you know, after the All-Star break. But right now, the Indiana Pacers, they're a well-coached team. They play nice. They have great chemistry. That's why I'm going with the Pacers over the Bucks. Now, if Giannis plays and he's playing healthy and Damian Lillard's balling out, just like Damian Lillard does, average 24 points a game, over 24, I think they can beat the Pacers. But I just think overall, the Pacers are a better, just organized team, better chemistry type team. So I'm going my Indiana Pacers over the Milwaukee Bucks with the upset alert. I'm telling you right now, take all Pacers. And then we got the Phoenix Suns versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Look, the Suns, this is going to be an interesting series, but I'm going Suns here. There's no excuse. You got KD and Devin Booker average over 27 points a game apiece. Like, these two have to ball out. These are the type of guys that you want to ball out, even though Minnesota has some dogs. Anthony Edwards is a straight savage, 26 points a game. Rudy Gobert, he averaged about 13 rebounds a game, even though he's a goober. Like, just straight dumb as heck, dude. No basketball IQ whatsoever, dude. Just dudes are silly. I mean, if he was 6 foot, he wouldn't even be playing basketball. He probably even would have made the JV team in high school. That's how I'm like, dude, how brain dead is he, man? What a silly dude. But I'm going Suns here. I'm going Devin Booker and KD. KD, he understands that, hey, I'm getting towards the end of my career. I'm no longer my tip-top prime anymore. I'm shooting way more jump shots than I did back when I first came into the league. So I think right now, the Suns, Devin Booker, young, hungry, he needs to take off. He needs to average over 30 points a game this playoffs if they want to run deep out in the West. So I'm going the Suns right now as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you have the star power. There's no excuse. If you guys lose it again, I think KD, man, is just weak. Weak for that. You know, going to the Suns, this is your time to take over this organization. And instead, you know, years back, you go and join a championship team in Golden State with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And then he calls himself a champion. It's like, dude, they were champions before you showed up, KD. Like, I just think it's kind of weak made. It really is, man. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, they never would have joined a championship team, man. It's just a different society we live in. Yes, I understand KD can say what he wants, but that's the reality of it. You joined the championship team, and then you became a champion. It wasn't like you started from the ground up, from the mud. It's just different, man. It's just different, but I'm still going KD and Devin Booker, the Suns, over the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then we got the Magic versus the Cavs. I'm going Cavs. Obviously, Davion Mitchell, superstar. He needs to just ball out just like he's been doing all year. He needs to average over 30 points a game. You got Garrett Allen. He over 10 rebounds a game. I just think the Cavs, they got that team. You know, the Magic haven't really seen him much this year, but, I mean, they haven't been good since Penny Hardaway and Shaq, and that was back in the 90s, dude. The iPhones weren't even out then. Like, that's so long ago. So I'm going to the Cavs, Cleveland all the way. I'm going Davion Mitchell. I like them to sweep the Magic in that series. And then we got the most interesting series in the NBA playoffs right now. The Los Angeles Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. This is by far the best series as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we look at the Mavs, Luka, we already know what he's about. He's all offense, no defense, averages about 34 a game, 9.8 assists a game. I'm not trying to throw shade at Luka, but he's got to improve. If you want to become a champion in the NBA, you got to do it on both sides of the court. And playing weak-ass defense like Luka does, Like, that's just not cutting it for me. Like, Luka's going to have to play better defense. And that's the thing. If I'm coaching Luka right now, I'm telling him, before this game even starts, before the playoffs start, I'm saying, we got to focus your defense, dude. You're giving up too many easy buckets. You're not help-siding on the weak side on defense. You're just not doing the basic stuff. Basketball 101 that they teach you back in elementary. Like, this is elementary stuff that I'm teaching Luka right now. Like, play defense, dude. Want it. Like, go get it, dude. Like, dive on the ground. Like, go do the extra mile. Take the charges. Just because you're a superstar in the NBA doesn't give you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, I don't have to play good defense anymore. Yeah, you do. Like, look at LeBron back in 2016 in the NBA Finals. Block Andre Iguodala, and that was a tied-up 89 game. Like, make it make sense here. Defense wins championships, and it's still true to this day. But right now, the Clippers kind of scare me. Is Kawhi 100% healthy? They're saying his knee's kind of tweaked. There's some. It's spooky to me. Kawhi's either in or he's out. One of the two, I don't know. Like, some days he's in, some days he's out. They need Kawhi. Kawhi's averaging about 23 points a game. You have Paul George averaging over 22 points a game. James Harden, cupcake James Harden with no defense, averaging about 17 points a game. Like, the Clippers in this series, they're going to have to lock Luka up. They're going to have to double-team Luka, make somebody else beat you besides Luka. That's what you have to do. That's basic 101 basketball. Guard this guy and do the best you can and contest every single shot and box him out every single shot. Don't let him get second-chance opportunities, and you're going to beat the Dallas Mavericks. It's just so ironic, right? Luka gets all this hype in the regular season where it's like, you've never been to the NBA Finals before. Like, you've been to the Conference Finals. That's it. Like, you just never been there yet. Like, if Luka wants to get over the hump, this is a series he's going to have to take over. Like, you're going to have to do some crazy stuff. You're going to have to go the extra mile. You're going to have to do some things. Like, obviously, scoring 40 points, that's great. But 40 points in a loss, that's not great. So I think if Kawhi's healthy and he's in this game, in this series, balling out, I'm going Clippers over the Mavs. I am. It all depends on Kawhi. Is Kawhi going to be there? Yes, I get it. Paul George is nice, but, like, Paul George, he's not the same Paul George that he was back in here in Indy. He's just not. Not with the Pacers. He's washed up now. Yes, any NBA player can score 30 on any given night, 40 on any given night, 50 on any given night. But at the end of the day, it's like, are you going to win championships? Are you going to run deep in the playoffs? I think the Clippers can beat the Mavs. I really do. The Mavs are kind of just one-dimensional team. They remind me of the Dallas Cowboys. They get all this hype, all this publicity, always on ESPN. But when it comes down to push a shove, the Mavs sometimes come up short. The last time the Mavs were relevant was with the Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki back in 2011. Yes, I understand. That's the year LeBron James choked in the NBA Finals. Yes, I understand that. That's the finals where Dirk Nowitzki took off and nobody could stop Dirk. That's the finals. Yes, I understand that. But that was the last time the Dallas Mavericks were anybody. They're not. They haven't been anybody since, dude. So Luka needs to turn it around right now. But I'm going with the Los Angeles Clippers right now. I'm going Kawhi. I'm going Paul George. I'm betting on the better team here. I really am. Even though the Mavs, I think they're a little bit better chemistry. But the better team is the LA Clippers. I'm going Clippers over the Mavs in a close series. I can't wait for this matchup. And then we go to the Boston Celtics, the number one seed out in the East. Let me tell you right now, the Boston Celtics will not make it to the NBA Finals. They won't. They just don't have the chemistry. They don't have the mojo. They don't have the flow. I don't know what it is between Tatum and Brown. It's just, they're just not the same, dude. They're just, chemistry's off. Yes, I love Derek White, 15.2 points a game, you know, but I just think right now Tatum averaging 27 a game. I just think at the end of the day, the Boston Celtics, I don't know what it is, but the chemistry's off. They have great players. They got a supporting cast around them, a great bench. But when it comes down to it, it's just like, the Celtics, they just fold, dude. Tatum ends up coming up short in the playoffs in big games. Jaylen Brown ends up, you know, I just think Jaylen Brown doesn't play great defense either. I think Jaylen Brown is really overrated. I think the Celtics should have traded him last year for somebody else. I think Jaylen Brown is really underrated. I hate to say it. I really do. I hate to say it, but it's bad facts about the Boston Celtics. It's just they're going to come up short again. Yes, they got a great team, great talent around them, but, you know, we go back a couple years ago when they played Golden State in the NBA Finals. They had a way better team than Golden State that year. Klay Thompson was iffy. You know, Draymond Green was okay. It was all Steph Curry. Steph Curry put up like 40 bag every night and won the NBA Finals that year. And where were the Celtics? They were just pointing at each other like, what's going on? You know, Jason Tatum coming up short in the playoffs, scoring like 15 in a game in NBA Finals. That's cutting it, dude. That's weak. That is weak right now. You know, if the Boston Celtics want to win it all, their whole team has to play great as individuals, every single player. I don't care if you're a bench player coming off the bench, if you're Derek White. Derek White's going to show up. I know that. I love Derek White. He does it all. But at the end of the day, with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, for some reason, they don't mesh. They just don't. When they're on the court, just, I don't know, the vibe and just the mojo, the chemistry of their team is just way off, dude. It's just off. The Boston Celtics, to me, they're not even going to make it to the NBA Finals. They're just not. With the talent they have, it's sad, really, right? We look at the Celtics and say, wow, they have a great roster, but they're just not going to make it. They're really not. And then we got the play-in game, the Miami Heat versus the 76ers. I think the 76ers, with Joel Embiid, they need to win this series. They do. They need to win this game, get in the seventh seed. That's what they have to do. Then the Hawks and the Bulls. I think the Hawks need to win. I think they'll beat the Bulls, you know, in advance and try to get the AC. But right now, I think 76ers win tonight. They get in the play-in game. And I think Joel Embiid, he's the difference maker. You know, he really is. And nobody wants to talk about the 76ers a lot, which is crazy, right? But everybody forgets Tyrese Maxey. This dude is a baller. Averaged about 26 points a game, 6 assists a game. Nobody talks about Tyrese Maxey, man. This dude is a baller. He's a gamer. He could get to the cup anytime. He could penetrate. He could dish off to his teammates. He could do so many different things. He's an X factor for the 76ers. And I think the 76ers can make a big run here with Maxey and obviously Joel Embiid. I think they can run deep. Yes, and I get it. The Miami Heat are great. Jimmy Butler's doing his thing. Jimmy Butler, this is when Jimmy Butler rises his game up in the playoffs. He's not really a regular season cat. Come playoff time, Jimmy Buckets is going to get buckets. He's going to score 30 plus on anyone on any given night in the playoffs. That's what Jimmy Butler does. I think that he do get in. I think they can get in the 8th seed, but right now I'm heavy on the 76ers. Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, I'm heavy on them. They play well. You know, Joel Embiid's been out for a couple months, but he's back. Heavy on the 76ers tonight. I'm telling you, I think the 76ers are a matchup nightmare for the Boston Celtics. I really do. I think the Celtics are going to get ran off. I really do, man. Man, forget the Celtics, dude. All hype. That's all I'm saying about it. But the NBA playoffs is here. Golden State Warriors dynasty's out. LeBron James, the GOAT, Lee GOAT James, is going to win his 5th NBA championship this year. And what are the haters going to say? Please come up with an excuse. Just please tell me. I don't care if it's 1 or 100 excuses that LeBron James is going to win his 5th NBA championship, his 5th finals MVP, and they're not going to say crap about it. The GOAT's going to take off. Los Angeles Lakers, it's the Clown with Cavs show. Let's go!